Nate. Hey, what's up?
Oh, what's going on?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right.
Doing all right. Oh, I appreciate you jumping on here. What I wanted to ask you about was Jeffrey Kiesling. And just on the 30th of November, I've been told that he was watching Robin's kids. He told me that himself.
No.
Not the truth? Can you tell me how you know that? And can you explain it to me in your own words?
Him and Chris came to scoop me up from Jeremy's house.
Him and Chris did?
Yeah.
Okay, Chris.
Yeah.
Okay.
Came to scoop me up. They took me to Robin's because, in all honesty, you want me to be truthful. I was sending him with cash to go pick up. And he said, well, yeah, you know, I got to go pick it up. I'll be right back. I'm like, all right, cool. So I wait there. I watch his nephews. It was only supposed to be a 30-minute to 45-minute ordeal.
Where were they going to go? Do you know where they're going to go get it at?
I don't know.
So Chris and Jeff pick you up, take you back to their place where Robin lived, I think, or?
And the Golden Buddha.
Okay.
At that hotel. And they said, oh, they'll be right back. Well, it ended up being like a 4 to 7 day event with me left with three kids I didn't know. There was no food in the house, no nothing. Luckily, I knew a couple other people that lived there at the hotel, and they would give me food and miscellaneous items and a little bit of cash so I'd go get them some food. And then when Robin came back, she handed me $20 after she freaked out on me.
Why'd she freak out on you?
Because me and Robin really didn't know each other. Jeffrey was supposed to be there.
Okay, so she's freaking out the whole situation and seeing.
Situation in general, yeah. Because she seen me and she goes, whoa, who the fuck are you? And I'm like, I said, wait, you might not know, but Jeffrey dropped me off here. This is days ago. And she's like, really? Well, from what he told me, he's been telling me that he was here. And I'm like, no, he's lying to you. And I said, clearly you can see that I'm here, not Jeffrey.
Where is she at in the 40s? Because these are her kids. I mean, is she just on a bender or something? Or
I really I don't know. I don't want to say she was when she wasn't, or I don't want to say that
for sure.
She was out partying or whatever when actually she could have been at work. Or I don't know.
Okay. Yeah. You okay. Yeah, no, I understand. But at that point, you didn't know Robin either. Okay.
Like, I knew of Robin because growing up and whatnot, I met her a couple times when I was younger, but for like, I don't know, about 15 years, we kind of went without seeing each other. Yeah.
Okay. And so Jeffrey, Chris, they leave. They're supposed to go by, come back. They don't. Are you blowing them up? Like, what the fuck you guys, like, where are you?
I was blowing them up. Both their phones were off. I sat there, shot message after message. Like, dude, this ain't funny no more. Like, you left me here with some kids that are hungry. Like,
how did you communicate that to them? Do you remember?
Messenger, if I'm not mistaken.
Do you still have those messages?
My account is still active. I just can't get into it.
But it is active.
Yeah. It literally pops up on my DNO friend or what's that? Friend suggestion all the time.
Okay. Would you be able to send me that actual profile when you, after this, when we're done?
Yeah.
Okay. So it is active, but you feel like your best recollection is that you were communicating with them via Messenger. Okay, so it would show the dates of this as well.
Yeah. I'm also worried that someone's on my account, or else it wouldn't be popping up as my suggested friends.
Has there been any activity on it?
Not that I know of, besides like Jess shared something with me on there.
Oh, I lost your audio.
Sure.
Oh, yeah. No, there you are. I don't know what happened. You're good.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, I got you. Go ahead. So, as you were saying?
So like it pops up on my suggested friends list all the time. The last thing that I think popped up on my account was something about Jess shared something about her account getting hacked or something by Ashley. And this is kind of like where I don't know who to trust on this whole situation, because I know people were implemented into my life just that way they could get access to it. And it's just a bunch of fucking people that are so-called friends that aren't really friends, that were just there because I was A, able to get them drugs, B, able to get them high, C, able to just fulfill their needs while yet they were still steady plot. I mean, I know how the game works. I mean, it's manipulation 101.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you, I'll follow back up with who was brought into your life. But I guess, how confident do you feel that when you went over to watch the kids while Jeff and Chris went and did their thing to bring stuff back, do you know what day that is?
I know it was after Thanksgiving.
Okay.
Because I had Thanksgiving at Jeremy's, because me and my mom were beefing, because I was, you know, I was fucking around doing dope and all that show. So she knew. I mean, I didn't lie to her about it. So, and it was, I remember we just had a real bad storm, or we had a bad storm that, and it was, I want to say like 10, maybe 10-ish, 9-ish, when they came to get me at Jeremy's.
Okay, so 10-ish or 9-ish when they went and got you at Jeremy's, you said Jeremy's, right?
Yeah, it's out on Fawn River Road.
When I'm done, if I send you a screenshot of the map of where they picked you up, and again, this is Jeremy. What's Jeremy's last name?
The one that got shot.
Okay.
And I find it also convenient that the people that could vouch for me are slowly coming up missing or dying.
Oh, shit. So who else would you say is on that list besides Jeremy?
Like the rest of them are good because they either A, had a part in it, or B, were implemented into my life. That's why I don't, that's why I don't trust Jasmine, because she was one that was implemented in my life. She's the one that I know for a fact got hacked in my first picture and either changed codes, or she can say she didn't. It was very maniacal.
And when did this happen with Jasmine?
I got with Jasmine probably 2 weeks after this.
Okay.
And then I started having problems logging into my Facebook. Then my phone would come up missing for days on end. And then she would say, oh, so-and-so brought me my phone back. And I'm like, that's just, no, that's not how shit, I'm not stupid. People don't steal my shit.
All right. So we think that this incident with going over to the Golden Buddha, or it not the Golden Buddha, but it's called the place right behind the Golden Buddha.
That hotel right there.
Is that Indiana or Michigan? I don't remember.
Considered Michigan, because if cops got called or anything, Michigan would show up.
Because I'm only...
So it's like right border Indiana and Michigan.
All right. So then you think this happens a couple of days after Thanksgiving, because mom and you were at odds. You're doing whatever you're doing. Yeah. And then when this happens a couple of days after, you mentioned there being possibly a heavy storm or something like that, that you can kind of anchor your mind to about what happened back then.
I know there was a big storm because Chris and Jeff actually got stuck in his driveway when they came to pick us up. So I had to push them out of the driveway and then hop in the car.
Got stuck in, got stuck in the driveway at Jeremy's?
Jeremy's.
Okay.
Yeah.
They pick you up, they take you to the Golden Buddha or to the hotel behind it, and then they go on. You're trying to get a hold of them. You got three kids and they're not responding. People who were at that hotel were also kind of helping out with, you know, a little bit of food here or maybe a little bit of cash here to kind of help with these kids who aren't yours. Do you know of any of those individuals like today that were helping you out?
No, not really.
Were they just strangers or like
when I say I got away from everything, I got away from everyone. I don't talk to anyone. I don't even reach out, because all they do is try to implement certain people in certain objects or in certain areas, just to make them a part of something that they never were a part of. And this is on a scale. It's in like, I was being taken to people's houses that I didn't even know while they were stealing items, making me look guilty. Yeah, I've come to realize that there's no one in that area is a friend.
Okay.
No, none of them are.
Okay. This time where you're at the house waiting or at the hotel waiting, do you know who Eric, Ashley, Brittany, do you know any of them?
Honestly, I'd never heard about Brittany up until I seen something on the news, and then Jasmine brought it up and said that she's got to go look for her friend. And I'm like, wait, hold on. What's going on? Hold on. What's going on? And that's when I said something to Jeffrey. I'm like, let me find out, dude. Like, let me find out you had your hand in on something. Because when I showed back up to Daryl's at Quail Run, after he handed me a little bit of money, and then I couldn't even keep the money because I had to jam it over to Golden Buddha because I owed them money on ramen noodles and all that so I could feed the kids. So I go back to Daryl's, and everyone there is acting so fucking suspicious. As soon as I seen Jeffrey, I about beat him up. I was like, look, you're lucky I don't fuck hands with you right now. And he's like, no, this came up and this came up. And I'm like, bro, that's all excuses. That's all excuses. You had my fucking number. You could have called me. You could have texted. You could have did something. But you didn't. And then since that day, he has never been the same. And I can say that I've known Jeffrey since he was like 12.
When they said, or I guess when you found out about Brittany and her disappearance, and what made you feel like, Jeffrey, let me come to find out you had some fucking hand in this?
Because of the description that was given. And there's only so many people that are, what, 5'6", 5'7", like a 140, sideburns, shaggy hair, because he had shaggy hair at the time.
Did he have sideburns at that time?
Yeah. He was on I think probation in Indiana. That's why he was living with his dad at the time. But he would frequent to Michigan all the time.
Okay. So they don't come back, Robin does, and then so you
I had to go hunt them down.
And are they at Daryl at that time?
Jeffrey was. I figured Chris was the driver. That's from what I understand and from what I know.
That Chris was driving?
It was just, I mean, did he get out? I'm not for sure, but guilty by association tells. Because, I mean, when you get with certain individuals, you tend to do what them certain individuals do.
Is there a way for us to confirm and look at, I mean, have you ever tried to get back into that Facebook?
No. Like, I mean, I tried, but it's linked to a, like, my email got hacked, my Facebook got hacked. Even the Cash App card that I had at the time was hacked and stolen. And everything that I had that was connected to that account or anything was stolen from me. I could barely prove my identity at the time.
Okay.
My ID was stolen. My birth certificate was stolen. My social security card was stolen. Yeah.
How does this stuff get who did you ever find out who did it? Like all that stuff?
No, because they all cover for each other. Every last one of them. Every last one of them cover for each other. But they don't understand that I'm a patient person and I pay attention to everything. And people will tell on themselves. If you give them enough time, they'll tell on themselves.
When you confronted Jeffrey about him having any involvement, what was his response?
Panicking. No, I wouldn't do nothing like that, man. I'm not capable of that. And then from being someone that I hung out with almost on a daily to scarce. Every time he hit the same room as me, he would panic, get sketched the fuck out, and then leave.
Did he have any, was there any markings on him at that time that, I mean, to show any kind of scratches, anything like that, that stuck out or no?
Besides when I punched him, my hands on him, because it happened right there at his brother's. I locked the door on him and I started hitting him.
Yeah. Okay. You mentioned.
Like, I want closure for Jess or for whoever else actually cares. And the reason I say actually cares is, because people are really good at playing off like they give a damn, when in actuality they're just trying to cover their own fucking ass. I want to shed light on the situation. Know that for every action there's an opposite reaction. I don't even know who to trust. Like, I don't know who to trust. That's why I try just staying the fuck out of it. But then I keep putting myself in the shoes of, if that was my kid, I'd want someone to come up and say something.
100%. 100%.
And like, I'm not doing this out of fear. I'm doing this because I think Jess is trying to change. She's trying to change for the better, and it's fucking hard. It's a fucking everyday battle, and I'll be the first to attest to that. That's why, because I'm telling you, dope makes you a whole different person, man. It makes you, you'd have to go through it yourself in order for you to understand, like, because the people that you hang out with, the people that you do it with, pretend to be your friends, literally, like, mind control you into thinking that that's all you have, and then you start. And then they take you down a path so far and then leave you. Mm. And then tell you good luck on everything.
You mentioned earlier that there are people who would seem to have been brought into your life that you're like,
Ashley, Heather, Will, I met a whole circle of individuals out of just within a 3-month span.
What's your relationship? What was it like with Ashley?
That she was... Hold on. That she was always trying to get me to shoot her up. She was trying to get this. She'd always fish for information, fish for questions. She would just, she knew more about me than I knew about her. She knew my last name. She probably, I guarantee she probably knew my fucking credit score too. Like, and I think that's where the whole, her and Jasmine were best friends. Like, yeah. I'd be like, I don't want her around. I don't want this person around. Well, they need help. They need this. And I'm like, I don't care. If they want to get help, they want to do this, let them do it on their own selves. Let them do it on their own time. Let them do it on their own pocket. Because that's what I was doing.
When you asked Jeffrey, you said you went over Daryl Short's house, and that's where Jeffrey's at. Chris isn't with him no more, but you confront Jeffrey and you're like, what happened? What does he say? And why they didn't come back? Like they said,
well, I had to play a whole wait, and he just threw excuse after excuse after excuse at me. Like he usually always did, but he would never be gone for more than a day. Cause he knew that I would shoot his shit or I'd probably end up putting hands on him.
Yeah.
There's no, I don't care. You have a phone, you had a way to get a hold of me, and yet you chose not to. So at that point, all your excuses go out the window with me because there's a line of communication. You left me with 3 kids I didn't know. Have you reached out to Robin's kids or no. Reach out to Robin?
Jeffrey, yeah. That's Jeffrey's sister. No, I have.
That's Jeffrey.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Jeffrey, Daryl, are all 3 siblings.
Okay.
One's a key sling, the other 2 are girls.
So is Jeffrey at that time, Ashley's called him her runner. I don't know if it's true. Jeffrey denies ever doing a run for her. Jeffrey's like, I didn't do a run for anybody. I wasn't like that. So he downplays his level of involvement all he does is purchase drugs and that's all he does. Do you know of him ever doing deliveries, like being a runner, as they put it?
I mean, I don't want to lie, but are we talking like a small all-time runner?
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Someone that goes and gets like $20 worth.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not thinking like pushing heavy weight. I don't think most of these individuals don't push anything real heavy, I'm guessing.
Yeah, they were doing small-time things.
Okay.
I will confirm that.
Okay. So Robin's kids, you mentioned talking to them. What brings up that idea?
Because they would tell you exactly how much of a piece of shit he is.
Okay.
And they're his own nephews.
And do you know who Jeffrey was getting? I asked you earlier when him and Chris went to go get, but you don't know who he was like going and purchasing from. Did he ever come around with counterfeit money? Did you ever see it yourself?
Yeah.
Can you tell me about just if it's around those individuals, if you can share what you know about it?
Fake hundreds, fake 20s, fake 50s.
Do you know that who's printing this stuff?
It could be so much printing. Like you could literally go on right now. You'd go to Etsy.com, Wish, and you could buy stacks of money for like $10, fake money. Mm-hmm. Oh, they call it movie prop money. I thought for sure that was illegal until I got picked up on a child support or a show cause warrant. the cop went through my wallet and seen like $500 of fake money.
In your wallet?
And he didn't say anything. Huh?
And that was in your wallet?
Yeah.
Were you trying
He's like, you know, these are fake.
Oh, really? Did you know they were fake?
No. Because the only thing that was different on them was like, instead of the In God We Trust or anything like that, right there, Paramount Pictures. And the cop goes, yeah, it's fake money. And I'm like, well, and he literally closed back up my wallet, stuck it into a bag, said it'll be with your stuff at the police or at the jail. I got my wallet, the money was still in there. I said, wait, that's counterfeit money. That's a whole nother charge. Why am I not being charged with this? So I thought they were trying to set me up on a whole nother charge when they let me out. And I took that money. I ripped it up, threw it in the trash.
You know where you got it from?
Fucking everybody. There was people, oh, I need a 20. I'm like, all right, I got you. And then, oh, I'd have to sit, double check a 20, pull out a pen that I got from a store, mark it.
Did you ever go over to Ashley's apartment at Village Manor?
No.
You ever hang around Eric?
No.
Have you ever met Eric?
Nope. Had many opportunities to and didn't get good vibes off him. Stayed away from him. Didn't want nothing to do with him. I always made someone else go handle it. Or that's why another reason why I think Jasmine was implemented in my life. So she used me and I'd be like, look, you're gonna go run this. I don't know these people. Because she'd make sales for me.
And Daryl, where does he live at? Do you have a landmark in the area that
he lived? Quail Run.
Quail Run Road, you said?
No, it'd be Cato Lane Road.
Oh, Cato Lane Road. Okay.
When I lived there, it was called Quail Run. And then they ended up selling it to someone else, and they ended up selling it and changed their name and Quail Run.
Okay. So that's like in town, right? In Sturgis?
It's behind where the old Kroger's is.
Okay, so that's okay. Do you know Rabbit, also known as Jason Spade, also known as Justin Gayhart?
Justin, yeah.
What's your relationship with him?
Sketch. He's looked out for me. I've looked out for him. But it was never more than that.
What kind of ways do you look out for each other?
Like if he was short a little bit of money or he needed to get high, I'd help him out. Couple times he paid for my hotel room at this is years later. He paid my hotel room on a couple times. I just do some running for him, do some driving around for him.
Do you ever go to his dad's house in Ontario?
No.
Okay.
Been to Howe with him, Orland, but never Ontario.
Okay. Did you know that grandma ID'd Jeffrey as the guy who was out at grandma's?
No, I didn't. Okay. See, like, I never met Brittany. I'd never even heard of her until Jasmine brought all this up to my attention.
Let's back up. Who pursued? Do you recall who pursued who in that? Because did she, you know what I'm saying? Like, if Jeffrey knows you've been blowing his phone up and they need to get.
It was a mutual thing, really. Because, like, I don't know if it was because, you know, we were both. And we were both feeling lonely and we kind of just came together, but she came with so much drama and baggage and toxic behavior. And it was hard. It was hard to deal with. Like, I'm not even going to lie. But then when she brought it to my attention, like all I did was play my part, sat back and listened to people. Cause they'll connect dots for you. You just got to listen. But there's so many people going around speaking bullshit rumors and or bullshit stories, which is just to pull. Like, if you're on the right path, you're going to hear 15 different stories just so that way you chase down them.
Yeah.
But then I even spent the time and chased down this, chased down that, chased down this, found out this, and they all led back to the same path.
And what in your opinion, what is that path?
I know you're not a dumb guy. That's why I'm here talking to you, because I know I'm not a dummy either.
Yeah. Okay. So today you have your driver's license, I imagine, because that's honestly what we would need in order for you to get your Facebook back.
A driver's license? Yes.
Okay. To me, let's say you get into the Facebook, and let's say it's shortly after that, when Brittany, you know, right before Brittany goes missing, or the evening of, or whenever, Jeffrey isn't where he says he is. That's a big problem, because I asked him, and he was also questioned by law enforcement with his statement and his testimony, that would be a direct contradiction. And especially that's been the hardest thing for me to look past, to be honest with you, is the fact that Grandma said it was him.
Yeah, he's falsified information to investigators, cops, all that. He's guilty of something.
So then I go back to, okay, well, then what's Jeffrey's relationship with Ashley and Eric? How did Brittany cross paths with Jeffrey? You know what I'm saying? Like, because I know Brittany's only purchasing from these select individuals. So I'm trying to figure out what was the relate. Because Jeffrey's like, I didn't know it was that Brittany who went missing. Because when she went missing and that was questioned, I thought they were talking about this other Brittany. And he claims to have not realized which Brittany that law enforcement was questioning him about until later on. Someone brings up a picture of him being around Brittany Shank. And he's like, oh, I didn't realize it was that Brittany, because I knew that Brittany by Brittany Pursing, who she used to be married to. And so then the cops are like, all right, well, I guess it's...
So was Justin Pursing's?
She was married to him first, and then she got divorced and then married Eric Shank after that. But Jeffrey's acting like he didn't know what Brittany that they were referring to. When law enforcement questioned him, he's claiming that he didn't realize which one, because he knew Brittany by Brittany Pursing, not Brittany Shank. And that doesn't seem to be true based on what I'm hearing, not just now, but then also based on a conversation I've seen. He knew Brittany when they questioned him. So why is he falsifying? Why is he misleading? Why is he, you know what I'm saying?
The only thing I can't say is because he's hiding something. He knows more than what he's letting off. And that's why he's so sketched. That's why he's running like a rabbit. Literally. Which, that's one of the reasons why Jeremy got shot. Because there was an altercation between Jeffrey and a couple other individuals. And Jeremy stepped in and intervened and ended up hitting a guy.
The altercation was between Jeffrey and somebody else? Okay, so then Jeremy intervened.
And then someone else, and Jeremy overheard the conversation and ended up defending him. Like I said, I've known Jeffrey since he was like 12 years old. I used to sell him pot years and years and years ago, back when he was a good kid. So I had a bunch of people tell me that there was a target painted on my back, yada, yada, yada. I need to watch what I'm doing, watch what I'm saying, watch who I'm talking to. And I don't know. They don't realize, like, my whole life's been hard. So I'm not scared of much. So yeah. I needed to get out of there so I could fix my life. Everyone's like, oh no, you're running from, I'm not running from anything else. That's why I'm sitting here talking to you. I'm not running from this. I'm not.
Why would they think you're running from this though?
No, I know, but I've had individuals telling me that, and I'm like, I'm not running from shit. You can't prosper in a toxic ass environment. I know he was involved in on something. I wish he wasn't. Do I want justice? Yes. Does he deserve? Yes. Especially if he did have a hand in on something. Every single person that did should.
Yeah.
Just so that way there's a clear message sent, whether it's street justice, whether it's the justice with cops, courts, whatever. Like, but that's, no one wants to take the time, energy, or no one wants to spend that to pursue it, which is, it's sad.
So
like, I'm not saying anything like that, but I've always kept my morals. If it came to helping a person, I would help a person. If it came to giving someone a place to stay because if the streets were cold, I'd give someone a place to stay, even if it cost me my own spot to stay. Because I've been in that situation. I lived in a tent for 3 years through winter and everything. Like, I know struggle. So, I mean, I used to tell everybody all the time, man, just keep your morals, man.
Yeah.
Keep your morals. I don't care that you do drugs. I don't care that you steal from stores. I don't care that you steal from people. Just pay it forward. Pay it forward. Be a decent fucking human being. Because at the end of the day, that's all you really have.
Yeah. All you have is your word, what you do, what you can control, and that's yourself.
And if I can, and if I can help bring and shed some light on this situation, I gladly will do so.
Well, I think Nate, that's 100% right there. And I think that's the most important thing right now is I'm going to tell you, and this happens all the time. And this happens all the time with this. And there are a few who actually go to the distance and do this, but because of Kiesling's testimony and what he told law enforcement and then what he told me and what I'm seeing, being able to prove that that whole situation took place around that time between November 30th and him not being there to pick up the kids or come back with Chris and doing all that, that to me is a big, big piece of putting a hole in his testimony, because how can you be with Robin's kids if he's communicating with you, asking where you're at? And if that goes beyond the 30th too, especially the night of, that's going to be a big problem.
Oh, it was days. I think I finally made it back to Daryl's around the 1st or 2nd of December.
Okay. So if we could, I can give you a step-by-step guide, send it to you, and how to be able to retrieve your Facebook back. I helped Sheldon get his back. It's a pretty simple process, honestly. Getting into that Facebook, looking at that conversation history between you and Jeff, and I would imagine Chris, because are you blowing up Chris too, or is it just Jeff?
I do believe I did message Chris, but I figured since he was a driver and he probably might have just dropped him off somewhere, like, I figured, you know, he just did his part, and he's like, why are you blowing me up? Like, you didn't hand me money, like.
Right, your beef ain't with me, it's with Jeff.
Yeah.
All right. If I send you that, would you be able to try to tackle that sometime this, you know?
Look, if anything, I'll get the account back and I'll just give it to you. And you can have at it. I have nothing to hide.
Okay. Yeah, well.
The only thing that's going to be incriminating, which I've already been charged for, so I can't do double jeopardy on it, so.
Yeah. It's
just possession of methamphetamines.
I mean, you've heard how many people have admitted to selling and running and on my show already. So, you know, it's not like they're going after that. They're going after, we want who's responsible.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Like, I have nothing to hide. So as soon as I get the profile or the account back, I'll send you the information, the password, all that. And then you can just fucking have at it.
Okay. That'd be awesome, man. Okay. Well, I'll get out of your hair, man. I appreciate you jumping on. Seriously. I know that it's not the funnest thing to try to jump on these, but I appreciate it. Obviously, I'm still trying to get Jeffrey nailed down. He is very squirmy and he has all the excuses in the world why he can't talk.
You can't take 10 minutes out of your fucking day. Whether it's covering your own ass, that right there's a red flag. If he's ducking and dodging, like, the only reason is because a part of me wants to stay out of this because I had no part in it. But I also want to bring closure, and I don't even know Jess like that. I just, if that was my kid, I know I wouldn't be sitting here. I'd be in prison because I'd have done snatched up a couple people. I'd have beat them until I got some answers.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just me as a person.
Yeah. I mean, I'm the same way. You touch my child, you touch my wife.
Facts.
Okay. So let's,
many people there were, I don't care. I'd get each and every one of them, one by one by one. And yep. Even if I got put away, I'd make sure I had my bases covered to get the rest while I'm in there. I'm just saying.
I'm going to tap in with you and just check in as we go through this and just seeing if there's any hiccups or anything like that as you go through it. If there is, let me know. That's a big piece. And when you do get access to it and you give me the info, like, to log in and whatnot, it's going to say, hey, your Facebook account's being logged in all the way up in Washington State, which seems like someone's trying to hack your account.
I'll get that notification, and then I'll just say that it's okay.
Yep.
I know all about that.
Perfect. All right, sir. I appreciate it. Have a great week.
Yeah, you too, man.
All right, later.